MTB Cast.
Good morning, MTB Casters. This is 750 finisher Justin Smith. Wow, it feels great to say that now. I'm rolling through Utah, passing through Kanab now. Wrapped up yesterday afternoon about 12:15. It was wild. Those last miles were insane. Leading up to the Grand Canyon, that Coconino Rim, boy, was that just a treadmill, it felt like, in the middle of the night. Just boring, gravel, darkness. What else can I say except the sleep monsters were coming in and just attacking me, and got a couple hours rest. I only slept 2 hours that night. I knew Jeff was hot on my heels, and that guy's a racer. And then took it into the Grand Canyon the next morning, got to the rim at like, I think I started, I entered the ditch about 10. My pack was heavy, took 3.5 hours to get down. I had a little bit of a shin splint, took a couple hours at the bottom up into Colorado, and then started making my way out. And it was 15 hours total, I think, to get across. And I'll call back with part two of the story on what happened after I got my 2 hours of sleep in the bathroom at the top. So I'll finish it off with a story that hopefully nobody else has to endure. And good luck racing out there, and keep pedaling. Take it easy. All right, MTB Casters, this is part two. I wanted to finish it off with my final experience on the day, and was this just disheartening. By the way, this is 750 finisher, part two. I got up in the bathrooms, 3 o'clock, I'm guessing 3:30 in the morning. I'm completely dressed in all my clothes, looking to stay as warm as I could. It was, the wind had stopped, but it was still probably high 20s, I'm guessing. And I head out into the darkness. I had 2 pairs of socks on. I even threw some bags over my socks into my shoes. And I'm just staring down at my GPS and following the track and tromping through the snow. And I punch through a thin layer of some ice and soak both my feet. And then it dawned on me, oh my goodness, I'm not supposed to be on, I need to do the detour. And sure enough, with wet feet, my shoes started to freeze. They did freeze. It was restricting clearly my blood flow. I thought I was going to lose some toes out there. I pulled over right around sunrise, went to take off my shoes. I could not get the laces untied. I grabbed some stuff. I was going to make a little fire and thaw out my feet, but I could not find my tiny lighter. Just wiggling my feet, took off one of the pairs of socks, put on a bag over my sock. So it went sock, baggy, sock, shoe, baggy over the top of that. And that ended up cutting down the wind for about another hour and a half until I got enough warmth to redeem some feeling and know that I wasn't going to lose any toes. But that was sure a little bit discouraging rolling into Jacob Lake on the final morning. But after that, love those final miles. And descending down into Utah was just spectacular. It was a great race. Thanks for all the support from everyone. And we will see you out there again in the future. Take care.